Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Everybody shut up.
Sorry, too late for that. Chris Van Jolla later this week in the studio. What does it say, Tuesday?
Yes.
Felt like a Wednesday for a second there.
Or as Craig would say, only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Craig likes 7-day work weeks.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yep. I'm devastated when I can only work 6.
Devastated.
Yeah. Devastated. World Series starts tonight. Looking forward to that. That I will leave on.
Yeah, I'll leave it on. Don't care who wins. That's the best part about it. I don't hate either team. Yankees, Cubs, Cardinals are all gone, so I'm fine. And Red Sox never had a chance to get in there. So
I'll probably root for the Nationals.
I'll root for the Nationals, but I don't think they're going to win.
I probably would have watched Zion Williamson debut over the World Series if he was going to play.
Yeah, but 6 weeks he ain't playing.
He ain't be playing.
Yeah.
How long's he been hurt, and why did they decide now?
Operation?
He'd been hurt for a little bit. They were hopeful to get him back in time for, 2-3 games into the
Big
season.
Big boy and moves around like that. That doesn't sound good, man.
But, yeah, that's what I heard Kornheiser saying.
Great point.
Yeah,
280 moving around.
We've been saying that here for a long time. Yeah. You look at guys like Shaq and Gronk.
Right, 280. Shaq
used to play around the perimeter. That's all he did. The base.
But Shaq didn't have to move much.
These new guys move around more.
Yeah, Shaq did not have a 48-inch vertical.
Right.
But
right.
Call me in June when they have the playoffs.
But the torn meniscus does not fix itself.
No.
Call me in late June when it's game 5 or 6 of the finals.
Just call me in September when football starts.
Yeah. By that point.
Are the Astros the big favorite in the World Series?
Yeah.
Prohibitive favorite.
Well, if they're a prohibitive favorite, I mean, I actually don't care who wins. I wouldn't mind
either
one of them.
Root for the underdog, then. Root for the underdog.
You kind of have to.
Right.
Or I do, at least.
That's the kind of guys we are. Always rooting for the underdog. Unless our team's the favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of Ames, Iowa.
Iowa State.
The 130-pound, 5'7", mother of 4, competitive eater, Molly Schuyler.
I thought Molly lives in the Northwest. Was this a competition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Molly was in here once and devoured a ton of food right in front of us.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't think she ate.
I thought we brought food in for her.
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't ask her to perform.
But she's a skinny little thing, and she can eat like a pig, man.
Yeah.
I just think that would take the joy out of eating.
Me too.
There are apparently a small chain.
Plus, we wouldn't stay skinny.
No.
She's a skinny little thing. And she's got her jaws open up really wide for some reason. Would she?
Apparently, there's a small chain of Jethro's barbecue, steak and chop things in the area. And at all of them, they have an Adam Emenacher challenge, if that's how you say his
name. Emenacher.
Emenacher.
Yep, I've had that sandwich.
Who is it?
challenge.
He played at Drake. He played at Drake when they made a little run in the NCAA tournament. He was a little guard, looked like an accountant.
Why'd they use his name?
Because it's in the same, in Des Moines, where these sandwiches are.
Started.
Yeah.
Was he famous for eating them?
That was his sandwich.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, that was his sandwich.
You can go to the Omaha Tap House here and get the Doug McDermott burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Similar thing.
Something he liked.
Yeah. Right.
That thing's ridiculous. That Emmenecker, though, is ridiculous.
What's the burger? What's it look like?
It's a cheddar cheeseburger, bacon, brisket, fried cheese, buffalo chicken tenders, and a pork tenderloin smothered in white cheddar cheese sauce, topped off with a spicy pickle and a pound of waffle fries.
It's a knife and fork thing, then. You're not eating that with your hands. You can't squish that and bite it.
You can't pick it up.
No, you can't.
You got to, like, pick it apart. It's like a tree. It's like you're eating a tree.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's great.
It sounds incredibly good. How quick she eat it?
Well, I will say that she beat her old record by nearly 2 minutes. And she ate the 4-pound sandwich at Jethro's Barbecue Steak and Chop in 3 minutes and 1 second.
Jesus.
Oh, and you've seen it, Petey, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got maybe 3/4 of the way through it, but it wasn't in 3 minutes.
No.
It was like 45, probably.
No.
She beat her old record of 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's insane. I'm just picturing her like, you know, I'm serious. The thing is, it's probably a good foot and a half, that sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing her getting over it. And
just going, walk right down. That's what I'm thinking. So,
just sawing it right
that's
down.
That's what I thought. So Tomming the whole thing right down. And yes. then just, yeah.
Exactly.
Gulp. Right.
That might be. As to win this challenge,
I pictured it too.
You've got to do this in 15 minutes.
And you get it for free or you get money?
Oh, you get $1,000 in boneless chicken wings.
The picture I'm looking at here has a pile of waffle fries around it. Do you have to take down the fries, too, to win the challenge?
Yeah, they're on the sandwich, so it might have fallen off of the sandwich.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This thing is
insane. You got a pound of waffle fries.
Can you cut the sandwich up, or you're not allowed any utensils?
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get at it.
In your mouth. Yeah, get in your mouth.
Yeah, you got to cut and pick at some things, for sure.
Adam Richman failed this one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it in 15 minutes back in the day? Okay, yeah. He had to quit doing that because he was dying.
Imagine
he had to quit doing that show because he was dying. And the two comedians did that show about the spice and the hot stuff. They had to quit doing that because their stomachs were getting eaten through.
Their stomach lining oil.
Right, exactly.
Oh, were they having issues?
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah. That show lasted like one season. There's two comedians going around eating hot stuff.
They did bring back Man versus Food, though. They found another
guy, right?
They found another fool to take that over.
Right.
Crash test dummy.
If you finish in 15 minutes, they'll give you a T-shirt if you beat the world record of 255.
Well, she travels for money.
You get five
so
grand.
So she had an appearance fee to show up and do this, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she got more.
I remember our buddy Kelly, who runs a hot dog place in town, he called a couple years ago and said he looked into some eater to come in to make an appearance at his place, and it was like fees, first class, all this crap. He said, screw it.
Yeah, she ain't doing it for the T-shirt.
No.
So she's got record times at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different Jethros.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't they just say that if she beats it at one, she beats them all?
No, they all have all a time.
Their own Jethro Tull.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them are in the 7-minute range. There's one that's 3 minutes, another 4:40, and then this last one, 2:55, that she did with tater tots instead of waffle fries.
Asterisk.
And, and then she has done this before, where there was a pound of mac and cheese somewhere, maybe instead of the waffle fries, I'm not sure, but in just 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Good
so she's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
130 pounds, 5'7".
Skinny little thing. But she
mother
can,
of four.
She can chew, man.
But she's not in the
dropping bombs.
Like she didn't join the eater club.
Right.
They tell you where to go eat.
Right. That's why she doesn't participate in that big Nathan's hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July.
Because those guys, that's why that one Asian dude left that.
Right.
They control your eating.
Yeah, she said they tell you what to eat.
And where to
go. Like what contest to get in. She don't want to eat Brussels sprouts all night.
She's not in the league.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Craig, draft board alert for you. Do you have that?
What is it?
People that eat those burgers every day.
No, not famous enough.
Yeah. And Jimmy Carter just fell down.
Again?
Again.
He just fell down a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a new report of Jimmy Carter falling down.
Man, he should probably stay seated for a while.
Right. Take it easy, Jimmy.
Minor pelvic fracture.
Ouch. Is there such a thing at his age?
Right. I was just going to ask.
Good question.
Right. The minor pelvic fracture is the one that you don't have.
Yeah, but she's still kicking. Old Rosalind's still hanging out.
She's got to learn to roll when he falls. Stop falling on your hip.
He's in his 90s.
They should give the old guys falling lessons.
No, because if they fall at all, that hurts them.
Right. Practice is tough.
You don't practice falling, not in your 90s or 80s.
Find some padded room or something.
No, you still would hurt yourself.
Something would break, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Your pelvis still going to break. Yeah.
Just a slow, simulated fall that could teach you to fall somewhere other than your hip?
Not in your 90s or 80s. I think that's the natural tendency is to fall that way.
Sure.
You don't want to fall. I'm going to have my face break by fall.
Obviously.
You have to fall. Your body, right. The middle part of your body is where you fall. That's what you do. Well, to protect yourself.
And if he falls and puts his hands out, he's just going to break both of his arms.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and if he falls and hits his head, the consequences are even worse.
Yeah.
And let's think of the 360 training these guys would have to go about. Right. Because if they're falling this way, forward to the right, you know. Maybe they only
Plus,
practice back
how'd
to the left.
You break your hip, old guy, practicing falling? See, that's you just don't want to fall.
Yeah.
How about we just don't fall?
How about?
Hope he's okay, man.
This dude's a Highlander anyway.
Good man.
Brain and liver cancer. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
No.
Upstanding citizen.
Big black eye.
Douchebag we got
he doesn't
now.
Care.
No.
He'll give you a black eye.
Yeah.
With the Bible.
Suck it, Jesus.
Teach you a thing or two in Sunday school.
Well, he actually builds houses for the poor, too. So.
And that.
Yeah. That crazy thing.
He walks the talk.
Yep.
He does.
And always has.
He always has.
Yeah. Controversy is mounting after a maker of sanitary products decided to change its packaging.
Is that tampons or old-fashioned rags?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. This is kind of ridiculous.
It can be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to sound like a conservative old guy by saying that, but it sounds kind of ridiculous.
What is it? I haven't heard it.
Always, the brand of feminine products.
Yeah, Push told me.
Yeah, that's for ladies who are always having a period. That's what I call it, always. Always bleeding.
Always. Damn. It's called Always Bitching. Two different brand names. Always Bleeding and Always Bitching.
In the morning.
You walk in the store, my wife's on the rag. Which one is she, bleeding or bitching?
I can never tell.
You got both? Always Bleeding, then Bitching is a bigger pad. Ladies, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Comes That's, all the way up was, to the mouth.
That was kind of harsh, yeah.
Yeah, airbags and bubble wrap.
In the morning.
Jimmy Carter. That's just some ideas being tossed around.
What a way to live that would
bubble
be.
Bubble wrap, yeah. Jimmy Carter last night.
Damn. That's gross. Wear one of those Michelin Man suits. Yeah.
Always plans to remove the Venus symbol.
That's the female symbol, the circle and the cross.
Yeah. Oh, because of transgenders?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, no. What I'd read is because men have periods, too. No.
Well, listen to us. We kind of do.
No, we don't.
We don't bleed, but we bitch.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah. It's a transgender thing, right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Because but it has to do with, and you know, I'm going to try and be PC here, people who were born as female who are now identifying as male.
And still have vaginas and bleed, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
He's not trying the way you are.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's where I was going. I had to figure out, you know, you got to say the right things about how they're born.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's why I get it.
Absolutely.
I don't really care if they take it off. It's up to them.
But this
so
is,
some people are griping.
I don't care. Do you care?
No.
Do you care?
No.
And why? What are you griping at all about this? I'm not. I don't care.
But some people are.
I know. Then they got no
this
life.
This is a big deal to
they
some
got
people.
No life.
These are people that are just, this is the next thing for them to be outraged
right.
about.
There's only two genders, that guy. Who cares?
Some women are vowing to boycott.
Oh, come on.
because they want that damn female symbol in there, the Venus symbol.
Yeah, well, they're getting new customers every day.
Yeah, they are. You're right. Yes, they are.
I mean, when I buy all my products, you know, for...
You want men symbols on it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Matters to
whatever.
Me. The branding matters.
They should be more bitching more about the packaging called Always Bitching or Always Bleeding. You think that would have... Because that's going through the marketing phase right now, I think.
They should have separate products. Always and then the bitching.
Always bitching and bleeding. And always and for the extra bleeding. Absorb, it would be always bleeding and bitching.
Yeah. There's three varieties.
What a great world that'd be.
Bitching, the bleeding, and bitching and bleeding.
No, just like across the board. Like, as a dude, you could go in there as the angry dude, and right. You just know what liquor or beer to buy. Like,
I used to have
on your level of anger.
Man, I was always at the store as a kid buying these things for my mom and my sisters. And I take the bike up, go to the store. I have a list. I'd always... So, you know, I've been buying rags for years. I really have. And then I got a wife and a daughter. So, yeah, I know what it's like. Doesn't bother me. I don't care, you know.
Now, did you pass that on? Did you send Ryder up to the store on his bike to get you know, when he was a kid?
It's old school, man. Yeah. You don't do that anymore. Nobody does old school like that. That was just what we did.
I would have tried to pass that one down.
That's what we always do.
Here you go.
He'll do that soon enough.
When he gets old. Yeah, you're right. He'll have to do it when he gets older.
And screw that kid.
Yep.
Where do you weigh in on this? Is it a bicyclist? Transgender bicyclist? Who now identifies as a woman and is just kicking everybody's ass?
You know, I've been seeing these stories about people getting mad about these people. And, you know, I don't have an opinion either way. Can I do that? Am I allowed to not have opinions?
Well, it's a weird one.
That's unlike you.
No, but I know it is. But I understand they're winning. I get the fact that you're born stronger and men are more physically stronger in general than women, and they shouldn't be winning these competitions. But once again, when I see the videos, I see the people bitching, I don't really care.
Yeah, because I'm thinking,
I don't care.
You know, she didn't transition to a woman just
to win sports.
Bike races.
You would hope not.
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't. Yeah.
Just like people don't transition to a woman just so they can go into a bathroom to see vagina.
Yeah, right. Mr. Huckabee said that, right, dumbass.
Yeah, I don't care about cycling for people who aren't transgender. This
really does.
I understand what you're trying to
way
say.
Off my
I
radar.
See people, I see the outrage, but I'm like, man, I just don't.
Well, the whole,
I don't care.
And I don't think, like, professional sports organizations, I don't think the WNBA is headed to an all-transgender league.
No.
No, not at all.
No, and it's like a slippery one, and I'll probably sound like a total douche here, but, like, you know, women fight, you know, we're as strong, you know, we want to compete, we want to do all this stuff, and then, like, it's just not the same when, you know, that runner, remember that runner who's whooping all the...
But she was actually... She wasn't transitioning. She's had an extra chromosome. So she was actually, that was the deal with that one.
She had more testosterone.
That was right, she had more testosterone. Like, she was born with it, right?
So everybody's for it on one side, letting women compete. But then on the other side, which is the same thing, it's just reversed. Right. It's like, well, no, man, this is messed up. So I don't know how to get my head around all that. I'm the same as you. I don't care.
And I don't care. Not that I don't care about people's problems and people, but I don't feel I have a really say in this.
Yes.
I'm not part of some governing body. I'm a grown man.
And I want people to be happy, so whatever.
Yeah, I want people to be happy.
The
if you're mad you lost some wrestling match in high school to a dude that used to be a chick that used to be a dude and she's stronger than you, whatever, you'll get over that.
Hmm.
It's high school, you know?
Well, that runner chick.
I hope you're getting over that, man.
I mean, you didn't win that trophy. You can always say, well, it was a woman, but it was a man. She used to be a man. She was stronger than me, and she beat me. Okay, cool. That's
it's all downhill from there. Sorry about that.
Right, it is. Right,
yeah. It is.
Yeah,
but you see on social media, whatever happened to America? There's only two penises. That didn't make any sense.
And they're both white,
but
right?
Just angry.
Was that the old
thing? Once again, this is an opinion show. I get we have to have opinions on everything. But something I'm just going to tell you, I don't really care.
That's where I'm at on that one.
Unfortunately, some people are forced to. And so
you
have to work this out for them.
If you're on the committee, they are. They can do what they want. They can figure that out. But I don't really have an opinion, and my opinion doesn't matter.
It's not affecting my everyday life, and most people I see opining about it, it really shouldn't be affecting their everyday life, too, unless they're gambling on minor league cycling.
Or minor league wrestling, or whatever, high school wrestling, or whatever. I don't get it.
But that woman with more testosterone than they think she should have, case is still ongoing.
In which case...
They are still fighting that,
remember
both sides.
Remember the story, this is a little bit different, remember the story of the wrestler with no legs? Since he had no legs,
Is this the Arizona State kid?
Whatever. I don't know. The dude was built. But he weighed only a certain amount of weight because he had no legs. He had, like, little stumps.
Yeah. I think the
but
ASU
his upper
guy.
Body was ridiculously strong yeah. because he made up for the weight down there.
Right, and he was whooping people.
He was whooping people's
yeah,
ass.
Yeah.
And nobody cared about that guy. Now, I know it's different. It's totally different. But people didn't say, well, that dude had legs. But I looked at it that way. I'm thinking, hey, that the dude could be bigger up. He could be stronger up top. And throw around these skinny kids because he doesn't have legs.
He don't have legs.
And they both weigh the same.
Yeah,
if I recall. And nobody bitched about that dude.
A little different leverage.
It was a feel-good thing.
It was amazing.
Feel-good.
It is amazing.
Arizona State guy, I think, was just missing one limb.
Yeah. Now, so, there's a guy out there that has both legs missing, and he's really ripped.
Yeah, but they talk
about
that. And
he's pounding guys his own size.
It's, yeah. It's a leverage thing. It's a center of gravity thing.
Well, he's just heavier.
Wrestlers, yeah,
he's
well, stronger. The wrestlers aren't used to taking on someone right. who has a center of gravity like that.
Well, yeah. just that, too. He's had bigger muscles. He was stronger up top.
Yeah, coach keeps saying to shoot at the leg, yeah. and you're looking over like, what? Yeah. What do I do?
But, we get audio? Oh, he's pointing at me. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder what to do. Unless Greg points at me sometimes,
yeah.
which
coach.
Is crazy. Though.
Well, I happen to look down. We got to.
We got to take a break.
All right. I got nothing.
All right. It's ridiculous that these women with vaginas are wrestling their
big eight.
Jesus. Yeah. Just relax.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.